oneself seriously. It seems that most people's minds are really wandering type of things.
Right, right, right. You got to form a Ways and Means Committee. That's true. See, everybody's different. So you've got to look at yourself and you say, hey, under certain conditions, I will act a certain way, and I've got to head this off at the pass. You know, in other words, I'm going to have to find some way of looking into myself because, you know, if I meditate, I go to sleep, so I've got to keep myself awake or something of that sort. So that's what I call the Ways and Means Committee. It becomes a scientific search because your mind, there's some element in your mind that does not want to know. In other words, the natural purpose of the animal is to reproduce and fertilize the earth. And somehow you've got to keep yourself, your eyelids propped open to do a little thinking while you're able to think. And the mind wants to avoid it. The mind wants to go back to pleasure, see, or to rest. So you've got to have a Ways and Means Committee. You've got to, sometimes that's the idea of joining a group. It's like I used to say we were ignoramuses anonymous, like Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, in other words, you got, sometimes the guy can shake you and wake you up. Say, hey, you're slipping. You're getting back into your old syndrome. See? You're showing that old ego pattern again. And the guy wakes up again. See? But this is true. The mind is full of tricks. Now, we're talking about the somatic mind. See, I maintain that there's another mind beyond that. See? And the mind beyond that, in other words, everything that you do is watched by you. Meaning that you observe yourself. You observe the mind thinking. So this one back there isn't quite as stupid, but he's blocked out a lot. We get carried away with thinking that we are the actor, but there's another fellow back there watching the actor all the time. That's what I call the anterior observer. Yeah.
So the thing of the relationship between consciousness and subconsciousness, and the relationship between subconsciousness and the way you said. There's no such thing as knowledge.
Well, in the final analysis, there's knowledge. Here it's evident that, you know, that we learn how to drive nails in a house, or we learn how to count or work calculus problems. That's knowledge. But when I say in the final realization, there's no knowledge. There is no knowledge. If you want to call it the knowledge of nothingness, then you get pretty close to it. See? But knowledge has to do with relative memory, see, body sensations, that sort of thing. But when you reach a final realization, it's an experience of joining, not a watching of something else, because everything is you. Now, of course, I'm not trying to negate knowledge, but getting back to the subconscious mind. I do not think we have a subconscious mind as properly understood by the compartmentalized psychological writings, that we have, you know, an id and ego, superego, and all this sort of thing. I think what we have is we have a perceptive ability and a memory bank and an automatic coordination like this, like any computer, see? And the thing is, there's only one thought comes through the window at a time. But the memory bank has all that information in it. We like to call that the subconscious mind. See? Yeah.